All right, Stephen, before you go, we do need to get an audio intro for the show.
No, I don't feel. People are still listening to the audio version?
Yeah, if we could just get.
Do they know it's a TV? It's a television program. Okay, if they want to do the audio, I mean, they've made their bed. They can lie in it or lay in it. What is it?
Lie
in it?
I'll look it up.
I don't know. Either way, they sit in a bed of lies. They're only lying to themselves. They're missing all the great video content. Well, hopefully they join at letterofcredit.com/mugclub. Otherwise, the audio video, it'll all cease to be. Oh, this is going out.
Subject for today.
Wow.
Highlight of my day.
Man. I mean, I know how much I hate the slurp, but I actually had to look at you to make sure that was real.
I know.
So perfect.
That's almost like I'm the guy from Police Academy.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
A little bit.
So, that's a horrible opening.
Not the same guy. If you're a boomer, you watch Police Academy.
No, Steve Guttenberg, just punches my ticket.
Only the first seven.
We have a lot to get to today. Half Asian lawyer Bill Richmond is back here in third chair, which a lot of people thought he was dead and people thought you were fired. It's just sometimes people aren't here for a day. Yeah. You're used to me being here always because it's in my contract with myself. Quarter Black Garrett
personal
is
contract
here.
Good morning.
Audio Wade is Quarter Black allegedly, and Jim Morgan Jr.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Gerald A. is a father now. How's the kid doing?
The kid's doing fantastic.
You
sleeping.
Use him like
thankfully.
A shake weight yet?
No. There've been moments of frustration, but not peak frustration yet.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust myself with your kid. With mine, it'd be fine. With your kid, it'd just be a shake weight.
That's a different story.
Let's cancel the visitation that we have planned.
You're no longer the godfather.
You're off the list.
We're going to be talking about a lot today, by the way. Yeah. Nick Sandman was the highlight. Is it Sandman or Sandman?
I mean, to the Democrats, he's the Sandman.
The poor guy who wrote Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Not that Sandman. Boom, boom, boom.
Everyone thinks of Mike Myers and someone getting pinned against the wall with a butcher's knife.
No, I think of Philadelphia where the gay guys are singing it. It ruined the song for
you
me.
Mean Michael Myers?
Michael Myers. Michael Myers was nine Halloween.
That had me confused.
Mike Myers'
yes.
love guru, which made me question if anything he ever did was funny.
Sure.
You ever have something someone does that's so bad that it makes you, was Austin Powers ever funny?
It was.
Retrospectively.
The love guru was just that bad. But that's the problem with Mr. Sandman. So we'll be talking about Nick Sandman. We have some new info on Jacob Blake, not Flake.
Not Flake. Very nice.
We'll be talking about what's been going on in Kenosha. Some people were shot yesterday. I mean, listen, that's not necessarily news. And we'll be talking about what you should do. And this is my question of the day, because people have been going around and harassing diners. Would be diners in Washington, D.C. right now demanding they put up their fist and really assaulting them. My question to you out there, and I will do a segment that hopefully is helpful, some advice, and I have to run it by my lawyer first, my half-Asian lawyer. I want to know when you think any kind of force is appropriate, if it's ever appropriate. What do you think someone should do if someone accosts your wife up against a wall at a diner, demanding through intimidation that she put up her fist? We'll also be responding to you guys in the chat later on who are Mug Club members. Please subscribe to Crowder Bits. Of course, we're available on Android, on Apple Podcasts.
All the places.
And Mug Club. That's what keeps the show going.
Google all right. Play. Do all those things.
So, we're going to be talking about Nick. Sorry. We always have sponsors on the show. We have a new sponsor this morning. I want to make sure I don't have my paper, but I believe we've been sponsored by yoga. Mm.
With benefits such as increased flexibility, added muscle tone, and improved energy and vitality, yoga is a great way to start your day. Yoga can help you maintain a balanced metabolism, reduce your weight, and attain mystical union with Hanuman, the Monkey King. Tired of worrying about poor heart health, subpar athletic performance, and whether you and Hanuman the Monkey King are really, okay? Yoga can help. Since earning his path to deification by performing feats of strength, devotion, and courage while helping Rama, the avatar of Vishnu, in countless exciting incidents, Hanuman the Monkey King has been quite the popular fellow, and you and he can attain true oneness with yoga. Yoga. Stretch your mind.
Sacrilegious on so many levels.
It's interesting,
accurate, I think.
People who do yoga and Vishnu will be offended, and then Christians get mad because there's yoga. It's like, listen, by the way, to the Christians out there, I can praise Jesus and touch my toes.
Let's yes.
I don't need to be praying.
I can't do the second part.
Yeah, I know it's tough.
I can do that.
It's tough. Yeah, I can pray to Jesus for the ability to touch my toes.
There you go. Yeah. So you're saying we should stop courting Lululemon for a sponsorship?
Yeah.
I found out they made men's stuff, which, by the way, Smooth Manny will be on later talking about the Cube of Saturn. Right. We have the truth according to Smooth Manny. Okay, the RNC is going on. We have the live stream tomorrow. We will have Donald Trump Jr., Ted Cruz, as we do the stream, drinking game, patriotic costumes. But yesterday was pretty boring. I'm not gonna lie. It was pretty boring.
There was a couple of good moments.
But there was a highlight, and that was the $80 million Nick Sandman. Let's go to a clip.
I believe we must all embrace our First Amendment rights and not hide in fear of the media or from the tech companies or from the outraged mob either. This is worth fighting for. This is worth voting for. And this is what Donald Trump stands for. Thank you all for listening to me tonight. And one more thing. Let's make America great again.
Boom. By the way, can you get the background to shut up?
Yeah, I know, what was up with that? Just people just chattering.
Guys,
just
filming.
Stop the chatter. This is on national television.
We're filming.
And my favorite part about it was he called out the media nonstop. Oh, yeah. And let's go right now live to CNN. They have baby bird John Kasich speaking. What is he saying? Trump openly uses political office for re-election efforts. What?
Oh, they're so pissed about that.
President Trump holds office and wants to be re-elected? He looks like the kind of guy who would send a letter to his congressman before he was governor and be upset that they didn't email him back.
Still waiting on that.
Well, they say to contact your representatives, and I did, and he didn't get back to me.
That's because no one gets back to you. Oh, but geez. I do like that CNN had to cover Nick Sandman. I was watching it on CNN.
That was justice.
They didn't comment at all, especially considering that allegedly, from what we don't have the official numbers, Nick Sandman got $80 million from CNN for defamation. So they didn't touch it with a 10-foot pole on air. Yeah. They were popping in with commentary afterwards, like, oh, I don't like Donald Trump, oh, Nick Pompeo, official investigation. Then Nick Sandman, just the whole speech. And then just silence and next speech.
I wonder if he negotiated that into the settlement. Anytime that I speak, CNN now has to cover it unedited.
And I bet you that was a decision up top. Like Wolf Blitzer had no idea. He was just talking to a speak and spell that he thought was a camera.
They're like, cut the mics.
Like, I don't like Nick Sandman. You're like, oh, great job, Wolf.
Good job. Okay.
You're doing it.
Yeah. Make sure his mic's still
get off. You back on Celebrity Jeopardy. Trebek's busy these days, but, you know, they want you back.
They need a new low score.
I think he was just going to comment. I was waiting for them to just be like, oh, Lincoln's looking real great. And that was it. Just move on.
Lincoln's looking really great. Yeah. Could you please remove your shaft from our orify, Mr. Sandman? Because it still stings. We're still sore.
Too soon.
Although Joe Lockhart tweeted, he's an analyst, so this is as close as he got. He said, I'm watching tonight because it's important, but I don't have to watch this snot-nosed entitled kid from Kentucky. Yeah. An entitled kid from Kentucky as opposed to those contributing black Hebrew Israelites and professional protester Nathan Phillips, who lives off the land in Lois jeans and Nike dry fit.
Yeah, exactly. Who's being picked on here? A giant global network or a kid from Kentucky?
Entitled. What do you mean? He feels like he's entitled to his reputation, not being slandered, labeled a racist. I don't know what. I don't know. You give him an inch.
All the legal protections that we are all entitled to, maybe.
Poor kid wants a life after 17 years old.
Yeah, poor kid.
Entitled. Right. Yeah. Look, that kid was out there recklessly smiling at people.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, violence. Can't do that. Standing. You know, what is this, the 1800s? Come on.
Right, what was he doing? Clearly he was out there smiling. That was a grin of white supremacy.
It was.
When I watched it, I heard his speech. I actually thought for the first time, you know what? This kid was scared. This kid was scared. You have a bunch of black Hebrew Israelites who, by the way, don't believe that it's possible for you to avoid the fiery depths of hell if you lack a certain level of melanin in your skin. That's what they believe.
Fair point.
No, their entire belief system is predicated on the idea that Jesus was black and you are not. That's probably why you can't touch your toes. That's true. Ring, ring. He's not answering. He's listening to the new Cardi B mixtape. So, black Hebrew Israelites, and then this guy comes up banging a drum, Nathan Phillips. I don't want to rehash it, but it is amazing that CNN, or at least someone at CNN, still doubles down. I don't want to listen to this snot-nosed, entitled kid.
Jeez.
Well, I don't know. Okay, listen, I understand that he feels entitled to $80 million, which, joke's on you, but you guys feel entitled to just lie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know who else feels? The judge feels that he's entitled to the $80 million, because that's kind of...
Allegedly.
Officially.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Or as Brian Stelter calls it, simple go-away money.
Oh, that's all it
costs? It's nothing more than nuisance money is what it is. It's what we'll talk about in reliable sources. It's nothing more than nuisance. It's nothing more. It's nuisance money.
I love how after that, I just imagine they came to him and they were like, it was $80 million, not $80.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. But that's what I get is $80.
I feel like the entire RNC last night, all the speeches were designed to trigger the left. I think Trump was like sitting there like, okay, who could we get to piss CNN
off? I'm
going to
pardon a black guy, which by the way was brilliant, but he pardoned a black man.
It was fantastic.
And he was talking about an FBI agent and how they'd become friends. Yeah. It's all the elements of a great story that the left hates.
Exactly.
You have a black guy, you have an FBI agent, and there's reconciliation through the Lord
and
Jesus
justice.
Christ.
Look at that.
I threw up in my mouth.
Yeah.
I can't be, I think my reliable sources can't be holy texts. It's nuisance money. Yeah.
And then you have Pompeo, obviously from Israel, is like, okay, just piss people off there because the capital's in Israel.
Oh
then you
my
have
God!
New check, citizens being brought, new piss citizens being brought into this country. Like he did everything possible to just piss them off, and he's like, let's have Melania give a
citizens,
speech in the Rose Garden.
You have the pirate from
the
Captain
new
Phillips.
Rose Garden.
Yeah.
You have the lady in the hijab.
Yeah,
and it's just, it was like, just like the Burger King's Kid Club of diversity.
I do appreciate that, you know, there's the maintained lack of consistency on the Democratic side because they're out there saying, well, we need to just, you know, let in undocumented immigrants, let them all in, everything's fine, no big deal. I can't believe these people are coming to the United States and getting admitted.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
Right way.
Legally. Legally, yeah. They're coming in the right way.
Don't they know we have a doggy door?
In the Sonoran Desert.
But it's hard to drive a caravan through.
Well, listen, I thought I was figuring.
No, it's a Dutch caravan, literally, from Honduras. Very difficult to get through doggy door. Especially you have a Shih Tzu. Not a fan. That was the pirate from Captain Phillips.
Yes, Captain Nothing. Yeah.
I'm jumping around a little bit. Let's go
I'm
back
American
to
now.
Kenosha. Your RNC belongs to me. Kenosha, Wisconsin. Not Sheboygan.
He needs a job.
Very big in Sheboygan this show. But Kenosha is where this is happening.
Third day in a row. Yeah.
Speaking of CNN, for people who don't know this, and we caught this once live while we were doing a stream when they had a tweet from a white supremacist. It was called like Aryan something. And then once we talked about it on air, you were here.
Yeah, I remember that.
It disappeared.
He doesn't even pay attention to the show when he's on it.
Nope.
Oh, I at least do that.
Yeah, but it was Aryan something, and then they removed it. Well, this happened yesterday. It's even better with Kenosha while they're covering it. Watch what changes here with the lower third. Let's roll this clip, and I'm going to talk over it so I can point it to people.
The video is graphic, very hard to
8 p.m. curfew
watch,
ordered after violent protests over police shooting of unarmed black man in Wisconsin. That's what it's saying underneath there with Beans Blitzer.
Well, there are a lot of investigations.
Decent summary.
And then look, goes away.
Someone's saying, oh, shit. Jacob Blake being shot. But what we do
now it comes back.
Sure
exact same thing. 8 p.m. curfew ordered after protests. Protest. They just removed the word violent.
Oh,
in other words,
no.
There was someone there who wrote this up, and there was a Jameson behind the show. Was like, well, what are you doing? Honest journalism there? That's not what we do with this outfit here at CNN. Change it, see?
Exactly. It's like, Grace, somebody.
I want that inaccurate Chiron on my desk by 8 seconds from now. Stelter won't have it. It's just, listen, I don't want to pay any more nuisance money, guys.
I love that they scrubbed it. It's just so funny.
My wife gets mad, but then she gives me an allowance for my nuisance money.
They changed it because they don't want any violence against them.
Yeah, like what happened in Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like CNN at first, like, oh my God, they're trying to get a CNN. And they're like, oh, thank God, they're just trying to burn down the police precinct. That's on the second floor.
We're good. We can replace the sign.
Totally fine. No big deal.
Stelter is safe as in his mother's arms, powdering his balls on the seventh in Studio B. All right.
I've had to switch to pure talk because of nuisance money. I can't afford the gold bond. Guys,
so
guys, stop. No more nuisance money.
This is like 2 days in a row that they actually did journalism on accident with the fact check first yesterday
and then this
removing violence. I love it.
So, Kenosha, you were on a plane yesterday.
I was.
And you watched the whole RNC and you were like, he walks in, half Asian, Billy goes, did you see what happened in Kenosha? Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, it's crazy.
Did.
It's just it's incredible to me about what's being allowed to happen.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that's not, well, you're getting a lot of people on the ground, like Elijah Schaefer, who's been on the show and, you know, friend of the show and other folks who are on the ground.
I almost killed him. Hey, Elijah, I'm sorry about that bullshit.
and then, pretty close. And yet, what you're not seeing is anyone wanting to go talk to the business owners. And this is right, consistent. Yeah. When you look at what happened in Minneapolis, when you look at what's happening in other cities, you don't get a lot of coverage, or you barely get any coverage in the mainstream media about what's happening on the back end.
Right.
Like what's happening. You know, this morning, when I looked at CNN on CNN.com, the only thing they wanted to talk about is that protesters may have been shot.
Yeah.
When you watch the video, they were attacking a guy on the ground.
Yeah, that's the problem right now. Is we really, if people can assault you, if people can commit crime and burn down cities and commit what's likely over $1 billion in damage at this point. Last time we tallied it was $700 million, and you know it's like Detroit with murders. They're just trying to keep it so that they're number one and not so far ahead of a distant second, which by the way is also Flint.
Gary.
We know it's probably over $1 billion. If this damage is happening and your businesses are being burned down, you have Black Lives Matter activists saying, oh, you have insurance money and you can't protect yourself, or you can't even protect your wife when being accosted at a diner, which we'll get to in a second. You don't live in a free country.
You do not
live in a free country. And Republicans, you need to step up. Donald Trump, I get that you have your RNC. I'm not super impressed with all of it, okay? Some of it is good. Some of it's a little bit hero worship. There are people out in the streets being assaulted and their businesses are being burned down. Something more needs to be done at this point. This cannot continue. This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And the fact, what makes me, I feel like I'm beating my head against a wall when you look at the Jacob Blake trend. It used to be with Trayvon Martin, there was a point where people would say, well, you know, he shouldn't have been doing that, and he was walking around, you know, and Trayvon Martin, sure. But you know what? It doesn't mean that he should have lost his life. And that can be true if he didn't assault George Zimmerman, right? Or even like with Brown, they would say, well, you know, he shouldn't have been doing that. But still, there should be de-escalation measures. At this point, they've just not acknowledged any of it as it relates to Blake. None. They are so transparent now where you have every single major political leader from the DNC. When people say they exist on the fringes, I guess the fringes have taken over every major office or appointment in the entire Democratic Party. They say this police officer needs to be charged for murder. We have more info here from a local news source. I think there's the actual police call.
In the scanner audio.
Jacob Blake, we obviously know that he got into a tussle with the police officers. We showed you that where he was wrestling with the cops beforehand. We told you that he had an active warrant out for his arrest for sexual assault and domestic abuse. But we also know that he wasn't just breaking up a fight. He was trespassing. He'd stolen a woman's keys, and cops were notified that he had a warrant out for his arrest. So that's what they knew going in. This is a guy who has a history of violence against police officers, a guy who has an active warrant for his arrest because he committed sexual assault and domestic abuse, and then he was resisting officers and going into the car. Now, maybe he didn't have a gun. Maybe he was stealing someone's car because he took the lady's keys.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is there no correction? And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, if the man is guilty of sexual assault, of rape, which is felony third-degree rape.
Yeah.
If that's the case, listen, this isn't a punishment through a justice system, but people always say, you know what, I think these people should never be able to rape again.
There you go.
Yeah. So if you don't want somebody, you know what, not, okay, there you go. What happened to Me Too? You guys wanted the death penalty for people in Me Too. If it happened to be a Republican, Harvey Weinstein, well, let's brush it under the rug for a little bit because Michelle Obama said he's a really good guy. The guy can't rape again or hit women unless they get within striking distance of his wheelchair. So let's just, I'm just saying that obviously, we need to wait for all of the facts and the context to come in, but no one else is providing this context. Hmm. You would think it was a black man who was walking away on a stroll, and the police walked up and shot him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me, what should the police have done at this point? Warrant? Out for his arrest. That means that people have been trying to apprehend him for a while. They tried to de-escalate it here, and you tossed the police off of him and walked to the other side of the car where he could have, by the way, had a firearm which he illegally was carrying before and brandished in a bar.
Yeah, but in the narrative that came out, I have no idea where people got this. Oh, he was just trying to break up a fight. Like, they tried to put him in this Good Samaritan role. And it's no, that's actually not what happened. A woman called the police on him because he wouldn't leave and he'd stolen her car keys. And the police knew everything going on. And by the way, I agree.
I was trying to break up a fight from the... She was trying to fight me from the car keys.
She was trying to fight back.
That fight, but, you know,
I had to fight off a bitch. She was like, give me my car keys. I was like, whoa, you can't fight me.
And I will say this, I do believe in de-escalation. I believe that every one of those perpetrators that had been shot by the police should have de-escalated. They should have complied with the officer's orders and not walked to the car with guns drawn and reached in. Okay, I'm sorry.
And if the taser doesn't work, just play paralyzed. Yeah.
Just go with it.
Just do that. Just act like
give it to us.
The point you were making earlier about, you know, with Trayvon Martin and then kind of how these have gone, you've said, oh, well, people would kind of take a look at the full picture. But what's coming out right now, what's happened kind of in the last 48 hours is ignore every other fact.
Yeah.
All they want to focus on is a person's skin color
mm-hmm.
and yep. the fact that he was shot.
Right.
Like they don't there's no consideration whatsoever about the circumstances other than cherry picking the facts that would make it look as positive as possible. And it's not just in the stories, it's in the headlines.
Yeah.
When you go through the media and you're looking at what are the headlines and the way that they frame it, and I think, not even a stroll. They're almost trying to make it like a Breonna Taylor type situation, like
right.
a guy just out with his kids about to go to a yoga appointment, got, right. you know, cops dragged him out of the car and shot him. Right?
Yeah.
And so now everyone.
He was doing happy baby pose and got lit up like the 4th of July.
And look, I mean, when you look at right, we've seen the videos, we've seen what happened in that particular situation, and what you're often hearing is, I can't believe that this happened, it's a tragedy. Every time someone gets shot, it's a tragedy, either for the person who felt they had to use force, or a person if they weren't supposed to have force used against them, mm-hmm. but no one is talking about anything else, it's just skin color.
Yeah.
And by the way, it doesn't matter if he had a gun in his car, it couldn't be less relevant.
That car is
a deadly weapon.
Exactly.
Which likely wasn't his. Okay, officer, hold on a minute, I'm gonna commit Grand Theft Auto.
Then you can arrest me.
We'll talk. Yeah. By the way, that bitch is crazy. She asking for her keys. I don't know anything about that shit. Bye.
And as the news is only focusing on the skin color, no wonder black people are scared.
Yes.
Right? No wonder.
That's all they hear.
Yeah, because they think that they're going to get mown down.
Not most black people. 80-something%. We had this statistic not long
still
ago.
Still want the police.
86%,
yeah.
I believe, still want the police, at least as much police presence or more. It's the black Americans who have been used as pawns by the radical left, which, by the way, is largely spearheaded by white people. People at this point. Yeah. Most black Americans are disconnected with this movement because their own areas and businesses are being burned down.
Yeah,
the people who, for some reason, choose to be represented by them are super wealthy, out of touch celebrities or athletes who don't live in the kinds of communities that black Americans have to exist in every single day. And by the way, we're doing record. They were doing better than ever on record because of Donald Trump's policies. Record low unemployment.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, and this is why I get so pissed off at leaders in the black community when they come out. Like Doc Rivers was crying on the news yesterday, saying we're scared to live in this country. You know, he shouldn't have been shot and all that stuff. And LeBron James is tweeting stuff out. And every other person out there in the black community is just saying you can't do this, and stirring people up. What do you think is going to happen when you do that? When you're lying, right? You don't know the facts yet. You need to wait like everybody else and figure it out. But two, they're going to feel like they have no other option than violence. And you're going to just beget more violence. Yeah. That if that's your goal, go for it, LeBron James. If it's not, maybe wait a second
and
be objective.
If you believe that the police officer who pulls you over might as well be a violent mugger, you're going to treat them like a violent mugger.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing happening. And statistically, it's not true. It's based on a lie. Speaking of black people, Kenosha, that's a surprise where the new riots are. But let's go to Kenosha. We just talked about the Chiron that was running. Two people were dead after a shooting in Kenosha.
Yeah.
That's what you see in the news. I want to clarify some rumors here. Some people are saying that they're white supremacists, or the guy who shot them was a white supremacist, or that he was black. He could have been anti-Black Lives Matter. Not true. I'm just trying to look here at what the article says. Not true. There's no evidence that he was a white supremacist. Okay, let me be clear about that. As far as he was, they were saying he was a Proud Boy. There's no evidence of that. Maybe he was. We don't know. He may have been a part of a group that was actually there to protect Black Lives Matter, along with, you know, properties from looting and being burned down. Or he could have been from this libertarian group that was going on. Okay. There was a libertarian group that was there to protect Black Lives Matter, which doesn't make a whole lot. Anyway.
Yeah.
It does get confusing.
It's like half the people at Reason Magazine voting for Obama. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
All right, that's one for you. or he might have been part of these organizations who were there to protect businesses.
Right.
I don't think the libertarian groups were protecting businesses. Yeah. They were protecting the Black Lives Matter to pave a way for burning down more
businesses.
Car lots.
Making a way
on their way to something else.
But here is a video clip to show you why that may be the case.
As long as y'all not against each other, then we y'all be against them. They gonna be here. We all gonna go over there in that parking lot, and we gonna form up, all right?
As long as you with the government and not with each other, we are with you.
Let's go.
Yeah. Stupid people.
But they just want freedoms.
They just want freedom.
Liberty.
They want freedom. I'll burn down y'all cars.
Brick to the head.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you. I believe it's somewhere in the Constitution. I think it's somewhere in the back. Let me find it. Oh, yeah. Use car lots. Burn them down.
Yeah, I think Bastiat said that once.
Well, you know, I think the fact that they were, you know, they're following the EPA regulations with those mufflers.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And, you know, they got registered by the state. I mean, clearly the complicit in slavery.
Yeah, well, the key is also masks. They were being safe.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second, right? Because not all of them were.
But there's not a single
comment about that. So let me be really clear. So far, all of the evidence, and context can change. Some people are saying that now there's more footage. The initial clip that was released was just this guy shooting somebody.
Right.
Then there was a more extended clip, which we're about to show you here. I warn you that it's graphic because people do get shot. He was clearly defending himself when people were pouncing on him repeatedly. Couldn't be more clear-cut self-defense. Now people on the left are saying, well, actually, there's even more footage where he was an active shooter before that, which I don't really know that I believe because, like, okay, listen, do you have the footage of that? I can get it. Okay.
All right, go
get it. Then, will you have the money? All right, listen, go get it. If you have it, you should have it instantaneously. Just take the edit bar and move it left. Just take it on your iPhone, that little thing, extend clip to the left if you have it. So I don't believe it, but that in itself is actually an acknowledgement that context changes the story.
What?
Everything we have available to us now at the time of this, which is 10:40 a.m. Eastern on August 26th. Did I get that right?
Nah. Yeah, 26.
Jacob Lake tells us that this man was acting in self-defense. Here's the clip.
Ooh.
You should have let the curb stomp happen. Now he's getting away.
Fires back at him? Because it didn't look like he's firing.
Like it doesn't look like he's shooting. Yeah, it looks like so someone could be firing at him from afar.
As he's walking back, it sounds like more fire. Yeah.
Maybe he was shooting because there's chaos going there. But what is not in doubt is that a man was trying to atomic butt drop on him with his Timberland. He shot him, and I'm kind of impressed. That guy fired that rifle like a paintball gun. He just had it, like it was coming out from an inflatable bunker. Like,
What are you expecting him to do?
I don't feel bad. The guy has the right to defend himself if... That is
accurate. That's the context. Yeah.
If he didn't walk up and go, hey, and shoot somebody else before that clip.
Right.
In other words, I don't care what he said. I don't care if naughty words were exchanged. I don't even care if he was a racist. I'd prefer that he not be a racist.
I agree.
But it doesn't give you the right to put someone in a situation where they have to defend life and limb. Unless you think this is hyperbole, has anyone ever been killed by being stomped into the concrete?
Yes.
A whole lot of people have. By the way, the only way that this changes is if he was, like you said, an active shooter. Every other scenario. And if he was, I searched high and low this morning trying to find out if anybody could confirm. Like, I heard it. I was like, all right, can anybody confirm this? I looked everywhere that I could find. If it was out there, somebody would be blasting
it on Twitter.
On everything.
I hate to tell you, you likely wasted your time because I have another clip to get to.
I
hit it from you.
One interesting thing is towards the end of that clip, the last person to get shot right before he gets up, the guy is standing there moving towards him. He still doesn't shoot the guy. The guy gets three more steps closer. And the guy, I mean, the way the FBI talks about it is that if you're within 7 yards, like almost all incidents are happening within 7 or 8 yards. Yeah. And that is the incident where, like, someone can get to you before you can draw or adequately, get your gun on them.
I mean, you can shoot them from that distance and they could still get to you.
And they could still get to you. And he waits. He still waits. Now, maybe he was trying to find the trigger again or something like that, but it looks like he deliberately...
Maybe he didn't want to get fired and end up on the nightly news because they're going to vilify him no matter what. Right.
It looks like he's hoping that guy's going to just walk away because the other guy's got shot. And instead, that guy keeps coming towards
him. At that point, you have to defend yourself. Yeah. We are long past the point of nuisance money.
Yeah.
It's not going to make him go away when he's jumping on you with his boots. I tried it.
Yeah.
That's how, I got my teeth fixed. So, this is actually a clip from him. Again, context matters. The shooter was filmed earlier that night. So, kind of like Garrett Foster in Austin, remember where before, and he was like, these people are pussies, they're not going to do anything. I'm bringing my gun down. You're like, ooh, that guy seems like he might be an agitator. In this case, we have footage of this man before the shooting earlier in the night where he was helping injured protesters. And I don't know if this is true or not. He claims to be an EMT. But the fact remains, as you watch this, he clearly is out there to help some protesters.
No, if I can ask, can you guys step back? Medical, EMS right here. I'm an EMT.
You guys need a medic?
That's a far cry from curb stomping a man. Even if he's there as a militiaman, let's say he's a Proud Boy / Minuteman who just came from the Bundy Ranch. He still is there trying to help someone who might be his ideological adversary, not stomp them into the dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Which tends to make me think he wasn't an active shooter, also because there's no evidence of that, and Black Lives Matter and Antifa are filthy pricks who lie about everything.
Yeah, well, and you know, if you want to see more stuff
I rest
this,
my case, Your Honor.
Exactly. You've done well. You've done well.
There's my evidence. Gavel drop.
Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, if you want to see more stuff like this, just keep pulling police out of areas. Just keep making citizens
get
be
worse.
Put into a position where they have to defend themselves. Yeah. Not where they want to go out there and do that. I don't think any of these guys want to be out there doing this. But when nobody else is protecting your businesses or life and limb out in these communities, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, it needs to stop working. To quote the clown face killer from yesterday, who said, you know, it was no problem until it was a problem. I'm like, okay,
brilliant.
Confucius. right now, where they are intimidating and assaulting people in the streets, it's been working for them.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop working for them.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
People do need to stand up for themselves. I'm not saying go out looking for it. I'm not saying that commit assaults
defend
as
yourself.
These people and these people who do. I mean, black, white, red, yellow, and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, right? It's not a monolith. Yeah. It's a multicolored rainbow of assholes. What's at the end of the rainbow? Oh, a pot of another assholes. Jeez. So don't say they. What do you mean, you people? The organization, the people who are involved, the people who try and curb stomp folks. And some people are going to try and fact check me. He wasn't a curb. He was in the middle.
Okay,
median stomp folks.
Jeez.
That's better.
They need to. It needs to stop working for them.
Yeah.
Don't go out and act like them, but you need to protect yourself. And there are steps that you can take to do so that legally, hopefully, you're protected as much as possible. But we are at the point now where too many people have been brutally beaten.
Right.
And there is no help coming from their local representatives, certainly not from national representatives in the DNC, and we have not seen enough from President Donald Trump or Republicans. This is at the point, it's a boiling point where we need to see more done. People need to feel that they can go to their place of work or their apartment in the city and not fear for their life just because of the color of their skin, or, God forbid, they're a black person who think for themselves, 30-something percent now who support Donald Trump, and they're called an Uncle Tom and they get their ass kicked too.
Well, it's, you know, a lot of this isn't even about that, right? A lot of the businesses being destroyed are minority-owned businesses.
I know.
Black-owned businesses. Yeah. I mean, they're out there saying,
they're part of the system,
what are you doing?
Bill, they always
are. Part of the system,
these guys with the mufflers kowtowing to the government.
No, but think about the riots. Every single time the riots, the burning of buildings, the looting takes place in minority-owned communities predominantly. It does go other places, but it's like, you burn down your own neighborhood. What the hell's the matter with you?
Remember Goodyear Tires banned their employees from having MAGA hats or promoting any conservative causes, but they said that Black Lives Matter is okay.
That
why don't they supply free tires for all the used car lots in Kenosha? Goodyear, why don't you put your rubber where your mouth is and step up?
Screw Goodyear.
What do you have to lose? Your stock price has been taking a dip. No one likes you. Yeah. Crap.
At least send the blimp.
Yeah. Well, here, you know, we've got.
That'll be the Hindenburg.
They'll just be shooting at it. Yeah.
Oh, God. Just black and white footage of it going down.
Oh, evasive action. By the way, this
seems like a repeat.
This is an entire generation of people that grew up in school that had no limits, right? When we grew up, if we mouthed off to the wrong guy too much, we got popped in the face eventually. We learned where the line was, and we learned, there's consequences.
Way,
popped in the face with a fist, right? We learned there's a line, there are consequences. You've got an entire generation out there protesting this that have no idea that there are consequences for their actions.
Yeah.
You cannot attack somebody and expect to walk away alive if you threaten that person's life. Yeah. You just can't.
Well, they can now because they have been.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're right. I'm just kind of reiterating that point, but it's like this entire generation has no clue how this works.
It needs to. Well, unfortunately, I think that I think you're. Chill. You're glib. You're glib. You don't even know how this works is. No,
damn
seriously.
It,
this is how this works right now.
No, I know.
Until something is done. It's never worked this way before.
No.
And it
there's a reason why. Yeah, it's not meant to work this way.
By the way, hit the notification bell because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot on the YouTubes. Every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, tune in Monday through Thursday. Tomorrow night, of course, we have the live stream going on. Follow us on social media so that you know all of the details.
All
Patriotic Costume Contest Drinking Game. And we really do appreciate notifications to let you know when we have other videos that go up. We also have a sponsor to, obviously a wonderful sponsor of the show, Black Rifle Coffee.
Of course.
And one of our interns, Even Brendan, is here to showcase Black Rifle Coffee.
Yes.
Mr. There Even Brendan, tell us about our sponsor for today.
I didn't know he had
Black Rifle Coffee.
Okay, well, we figured that.
So Beyond Black.
Sorry, I didn't mic him.
We didn't mic him.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You got to lean in.
Yeah, lean in for us.
It's the Beyond Black
Black Rifle Coffee.
Did you just look at it for the first time?
Beyond Black.
There you go. Get in there.
Okay. He's reading.
All right.
Get a little bit of that.
Which do you prefer there, Brendan? Which blend is your favorite?
I do not drink coffee. But if
well, son of a bitch.
Probably go with the vintage or this.
Okay, good. Well, the vintage is sold out, yeah. So that helps our listeners zero.
Appreciate that.
And where can people go to get their promo code?
BlackRifleCoffee.com.
It is BlackRifleCoffee.com/Crowder. Enter in promo code Crowder, 20% off for Black Rifle Coffee. Yeah. Thank you to the sponsors. Thank you, Brendan. We appreciate you modeling it for us. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Brendan, get out. That's
Brendan,
okay.
You can leave.
Oh, yeah, this doesn't work.
Oh, this is...
This son is of a...
Mean. 20% off your first order.
20% off your first order.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's a good deal.
Yeah.
He handled that like
I
a
like
champ.
This silencer smooth.
Mine doesn't work. Mine's broken.
Yours is broken? We broke it on purpose, but Gerald.
No. That's because you're non-contributing.
This is my first gangbanging incident.
All right. We have something else, by the way, the George Floyd autopsy.
That was a drive-by.
Not so much. It was just really an unfair fight.
We love you, Brendan.
Just because there's wheels on your chair doesn't make it a drive-by.
What I love is he didn't seem surprised.
He didn't seem surprised.
Yeah, no.
He saw it coming.
Yeah, whatever.
He
took it like a man. Another day at a place of work. Okay.
Yeah. What happens when you don't use the product? Can't drink Pepsi when you work for Coke. George Floyd autopsy, just for people who don't know, Dr. Andrew Baker, he's a chief medical examiner. They concluded now they did do an autopsy on George Floyd, and just because facts should matter, overdose is the cause of death.
Huh.
The document says that the level of fentanyl in Floyd's blood was, quote, fatal under normal circumstances, and they said that if Floyd, quote, had been found dead in his home or anywhere else and there was no other contributing factors, he would conclude that it was an overdose death. Wow.
So
and
wait,
I know
wait.
That people
overdose
are gonna,
on knee?
Yeah, overdose on knee. But I know they're going to say, well, the family who hired their own objective medical examiner said that it didn't help that Derek Chauvin was on his neck. And no one's arguing that. But this was a guy who died from an overdose and a heart condition.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter. And again, tandem with the full tape, which we showed from pillar to post, the entire tape on here, there is no evidence whatsoever of malicious intent, no evidence of racism, no evidence of intent to murder, and we do have evidence that this is how the police officers were trained in that department.
Right.
This guy's only sin was following bad training. My position has changed zero. Unfortunately, the medical examiner said, but we're still going to consider it homicide because we don't want to lose our job.
Yes, the burning of buildings.
Well, and I think I made the point yesterday to you about this, and you said, look, that's how he was trained. I was saying the only thing he did wrong was not turning the guy on his side. I think that's at that point we can say, okay, they've done everything they can before this. George Floyd obviously had way too many drugs in his system to live very long anyway.
Yeah.
That was the thing, and you're like, no, that's exactly what they were trained to
do. They were trained
to do that. I didn't know that.
I'd rather be on my stomach because if you turn me on my left side, I have to pee.
Yeah.
Just on your left side? That's kind of a weird
thing. No, it's something about some kind of a nerve. Does someone out there know that a doctor told me don't sleep on your left side because that makes you have to urinate?
That's not true. I sleep on my left side a lot.
Either that or my prostate is the size of a grapefruit.
Maybe that. Maybe
I need some of that saw palmetto.
What?
Some of that Nugenics that black guy keeps talking about.
Frank Thomas. A White Sox. Frank Thomas. You
don't know
Frank
white.
Thomas?
Who are you talking about?
White Sox, player.
Okay, former so white now Sox you're trying to pull a gotcha. I was talking about his socks.
Nobody watches baseball.
I'm curious what everyone thinks is going to happen when the charges are dropped.
They're not going to be dropped.
Guilty or
they're not.
Yeah,
gonna be
I actually
There's
don't
no
think
way.
They're going to get dropped.
No way.
But
you don't?
I don't think they're going to get dropped.
No,
I think
they're going to go all the way.
I think for political reasons, they're going to keep pushing them forward, and they're going to get to a trial, and it ain't going to go the way.
You think he's going to get second degree still?
Yes.
I don't think it's the right call. But
no,
but
you think that'll happen? Think
I think they seem so committed to it. They boxed themselves into a corner. Before they had any evidence, they were like, we're definitely going to definitely do this. Guys, I don't think you should wait. You should maybe think about it.
Yeah.
Nope, definitely. We're all in.
Like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders with Jacob Blake. They're like, oh, this man needs to be prosecuted and charged. They don't care about the information that comes out.
No.
Right.
Then it's just silence. Kind of like Sandman. If you follow anyone, think of it this way. If you follow every single presidential candidate from the DNC from the primaries, every single one, and if you watch every single major network, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, not named Fox News, you would know nothing about the Jacob Blake case. And you would have never heard the follow-up of Nick Sandman. Those people, if you watched all of those, come on, the entire DNC, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, all of them, you would still think Nick Sandman went out and assaulted an old Native American man in Levi's jeans.
Knocked his teeth out. That's why he was missing.
You would still, to this day, because they never they never covered the follow-up.
Yeah.
And we wonder why there's a chasm. Oh, I want to be a centrist. You're just going to be standing in the middle with no one.
Yeah. Well, be ready for this, by the way. If you think the aftermath of the Rodney King verdict was bad in this country, be ready, because you're right, Bill. I am 100% convinced there is no way they're going to change the charges, because do you imagine how much crap the person that did that would get? They would be run out of political office, death threats. People would be marching on his house, no matter if it was the right call or not. Mm-hmm. And when it comes back that they're not guilty from this, it will explode. Things
there's
will just
explode
again.
There's still people who say, who think that hands up, don't shoot was a thing. It's not a thing. Except trying to make it a thing, it's not a thing.
Ever.
So on top of that, if they the further they reduce the charges, the more likely it is that qualified immunity will apply. Because the further you get down that scale of you know intentional crime or doing something recklessly or whatnot, that applies even more because of the way that the structure is built. And I really do think that they've boxed themselves into a corner, and then when it comes out, it will be very bad. I mean, and really this is why. Not sitting down and saying that we have to draw a line with the protests and and the violence and all of that is a problem, because it just means when there is other things that people think that they should protest about, if you really want to make a statement, well, now you set the bar lower or higher, depending. Higher flames, lower dignity for America, respect for property and people. And so that's, if we don't cap it.
Details, kids, these are details.
No problem. But none of these guys will be in office anymore, so it won't matter.
Yeah, I love the fire, babe. Yeah, it's, I don't know why Sammy did.
I like that character.
I just feel like I need to do a different black voice every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Listen, so it's a guy, it's the black guy with the yarmulke. Ah, fire, flame, ground, whopper.
Sounds like Bill Cosby.
I have no idea what he's doing. Not the rape, though. I don't want to sell the reputation of a Jewish black guy.
No.
Sammy Davis Jr.
He's America's dad.
No, I think here's what I want. In light of this new evidence that there's an overdose, right, that this guy obviously was high out of his mind, and he was asked about that from the police officers. Talking about intent and second degree. Okay, I want you to think of any lynching historically that's ever happened. All right? Any lynching. You know what? Let's scale that back. Think of any incident where there is police brutality with intent not only to kill, intent to harm.
Yeah.
Let's even scale it back. Any time that a racist officer abused his authority and was looking to stick it to a black guy, not even kill them, did any of those ever include an over 10-minute interaction with a nonviolent arrest and an officer offering to put him in the back of an air-conditioned car with the window down and he would stay with him to make sure he was comfortable? Has that ever happened in the history of fucking mankind?
No. No, I don't think so.
No. Take a stab at it!
I'd like to see the receipts.
And I hope if this officer does get off, which I know you probably think is unlikely, I sure hope he gets a whole lot of nuisance money. It's just, you think nuisance money grows on trees?
You know what's terrible about it is if he does beat the charges, he won't get anything.
No, he won't get anything. His life's over.
He won't even get his job back.
No, and it won't even
move to another country.
It'll be covered, and then but the part about it, the whole not guilty part.
Yeah.
Again, if that happens, won't be the covered part.
As opposed to Jacob Blake, who is charged with rape in the third degree, serial domestic abuse, injures officers, and is now a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
So GoFundMe.
Oh, gosh. Well, look, and this is one of the reasons.
It's a path.
This is one of the reasons that I get pissed off at the media for not reporting accurate information.
Yeah.
Because it leads to, we're in a no-win situation, right? If he gets off, that's justice. I mean, it based on what we know, that seems like justice, that he's not guilty of the charges that will likely be brought against him. If he's found not guilty, that's justice, but we'll burn, right? The whole place is going to burn down because people are going to riot. If he goes to jail, that's not justice, right? And so an innocent man potentially is going to jail. If he's innocent, that's not justice.
Well, isn't the decision what we're waiting for? It is justice if he is convicted.
No, not every time a jury comes back with a verdict, they're right?
Oh, you're saying if they come with a wrong one.
I'm saying if
they come back with a wrong one and say this guy is guilty of murder with intent.
Guilty of murder with
intent. It's just not true.
But are we deciding now that it's we are already deciding that if he's found guilty, he's.
Well, unfortunately, the jury pool has been tainted at this point. As the issue is very different.
I'm willing to believe
it's both ways.
But what you're saying then is there's no way.
You just told us the system was corrupt. You just said they boxed themselves in, that there's no way they could give an accurate verdict at this point. point, that it wouldn't be allowable.
That is not what I said. What I said was that they are going to charge him with a crime that they cannot win on, and then ultimately they're going to have a problem at the end because they're going to lose most likely based on the evidence we've seen.
Oh, you think they will lose?
I think they will likely lose.
But the prosecution is not going to change.
If it is a judge trial, a bench trial, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it? If it's a bench trial, I fully understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. If it is a jury, people are basing all of their
decisions. Yeah, but you think the eugenics guy wears white socks. Let's move on to people being assaulted, because then we do have to go to Mug Club soon after this. No, that's the truth, according to Manny. Let's go to people being assaulted in diners, because a lot of, listen, you could argue that as it relates to police officers, right, and convicted felons, or as it relates to people protecting their businesses and convicted felons, that all those people sort of picked a side and they were involved either in riots or protecting citizenry, so they're all at fault, right? It's all one of those zero tolerance policies, like in high school where you can have your face being beaten in and you shove the guy off and you both get suspended.
messed up, man.
Let's go now to people who had nothing to do with these protests at all. This is happening more and more now in cities across the United States where they are then accosted and assaulted while just trying to enjoy their meal. This could be you next, according to Black Lives Matter.
Wow.
Put your fist up is what they're saying.
Put your fist up.
Put your mask on now, huh?
They're yelling at him to put his fist up, and that guy, look at that guy next to him. Look at that guy.
Soy man.
That guy next to him with his fist up, like, please devour me last. Please, just give me an extra few minutes so I can say my goodbyes. What an ass, right, guys?
That guy
with his fist up. Like, you're not stopping an assault, and let's be clear, assault is not battery, getting in someone's face and demanding to put their fists up. Now, this is something I want. My question of the day, this is important because you see a lot of internet tough guys responding and a lot of internet not so tough guys responding. I think both are wrong. People saying, well, you should sit there and take it. I don't agree. People saying you should run away. Having experienced this ourselves, they follow you. You turn your back, they're like those little ghosts from Super Mario World. They follow you wherever you go.
Jerks.
It's not something it's not an option that's available to you. And then some people saying, well, you know what? I would just go after them. That's also incorrect. So this is my advice to you. And we've learned about these, kind of some of these techniques, I guess, when you do a concealed carry class. Masai Ayub has been on the show. One thing that you need to know is if you listen to police officers when they're saying, drop the gun, hey, everyone, there's an active shooter, please find cover, what they are doing is creating witnesses. Because in the chaos of violence, people tend to forget, and then afterwards they'll sort of patch it together and it may not be accurate. So what you need to do when this is happening and someone's getting in your face and someone is assaulting, you need to do, let me go through the steps. De-escalate as best you can while simultaneously creating witnesses. Hey, listen, I don't know you, you're a stranger, I'm uncomfortable, please get out of my space. You protect the most, as you do that simultaneously, make sure someone's filming. Yeah. You don't want them to take one clip out of context, you film all of it, then also protect the most vulnerable among you. The way that guy screwed up was his wife, her back was facing the mob. Yeah. And I have a wife right now who's compromised with GPS. I would say, sweetheart, get inside, call the police officers, start filming. Okay, listen, just please leave me alone. I want to eat my meal. And then if they get within physical distance of you where you are threatened, take care of business. And I want to be clear here. You should never hit a woman, but that's not about a woman versus a man. That's a woman with 20
with
people who are yelling at this man and threatening him. It could not be less relevant if your wife or family are in danger. Yep. Do not come out swinging, but don't sit there and take it. Do not kneel. Do not put up your fist. It doesn't matter because they probably moved on to that guy next and then didn't save the clip. And do not run. It's not an option that's available to you.
It doesn't matter.
Create witnesses, de-escalate, film, protect the most vulnerable among you, and then have your line already drawn in your mind beforehand where you know if it's some people that's don't get, I've often said this when we've had hostile, I say, hey, listen, don't get, I can't let you get in within arm's length of me.
Yeah.
Right.
Stay over, if you stay there, you're fine. I've made it very clear, and that's been on camera. Maybe yours is someone pushes you. Legally, that line, Half Asian Bill can tell us a little bit more clearly what it is, but it depends on the state. And also notice that these attacks, these assaults are happening in states where you can't carry or defend yourself.
Exactly.
Nice and blue states.
This really hit me hard because when I saw this, I started thinking through, like literally, I started putting myself in a position where I'm with my family, and for me, that's my wife and a newborn. If I'm, you know, a couple months from now when his immune system's up, I'm out at a restaurant. I'm in a very dangerous situation where the best case scenario, if things go south, is that I get my butt kicked in front of my wife and she can't do anything about it and she's crying and it's something that will stay with us for the rest of our lives. Worst case scenario, my wife and my child potentially, because mobs don't exactly act rationally.
It happens all the time
get
now
beaten
too.
Up.
Women get hurt.
Yeah, kids,
old
everything.
People,
the whole
we
thing.
See it.
And the only reason that this would happen is because a group of people walked by and said, because I didn't put my fist in the air, I'm a racist.
Right.
That's what they said.
It needs to stop working.
That's fascism.
And this is why I say this, don't sit there, take it. Do not put up your fist. If you're too afraid to try and de-escalate and film and protect those among you, the most vulnerable among you, then at the very least, don't raise a fist. And I would also recommend asking for a steak knife for your soup, half Asian Bill.
I think the advice is spot on, because only through engaging those different techniques can you maintain your safety in the variety of ways that are necessary, right? If you can try and move away, if you can't, you've got it on film, you're trying to correct the record or make sure that it's safe, and understanding that you get other people involved, right? You never know who's nearby, but those people can't be advantageous to you if you're not vocalizing,
right?
You know, I need you to stay away, I don't know you, I'm uncomfortable, I'm feeling threatened, et cetera, et cetera. You know, one of the hard things that I, when looking in those various clips, is business owners, right?
Yeah.
And they're letting it happen. They're standing in there, and think about it. You got a person who, maybe it's a restaurant, they're just now finally getting some business, and they're in their mind going, wait a minute, if I walk outside, okay, my restaurant's getting burned down tonight, all my workers are going home, I can't feed my community, what am I doing? I don't know what the good answer is. And the reason is because business owners shouldn't have to answer that question. Right.
No, but there's no excuse at this point, because when you have people who say, you're with us, or you're a racist. They're not even saying you're with us or against us. They're saying you're with us, raise your fist, which, by the way, has all kinds of historical connotations. Communism, you silly bitch. Put up your fist. You're either with us or you're a racist.
Right.
So I now say to business owners, hey, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, but if I'm eating your establishment, it's your job to make sure that it's a safe eating experience.
Yeah.
And don't come complaining to me when I stiff you on the bill. I would leave if the kitchen were on fire. I'm certainly going to leave when people are physically accosting me and you're not doing anything. There is no option at this point to remain neutral. Here's the beauty.
Right.
Everyone who's not a radical Democrat, meaning the entire DNC and media establishment, all we expect of you is just to not let people around you be hurt.
Yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
You're a business owner? Don't let people at your business be hurt.
Yeah.
You're a man and there are people around you who are women and maybe vulnerable older people?
Yeah.
Don't let them be hurt. You're out in a parking lot that they're trying to set ablaze? Don't let them be hurt. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're John Kasich's third nephew, fourth time removed. I don't even know what that means. I don't care if you're the most insufferable jackass on the planet.
Yeah.
I am not saying you're with us or you're a racist. I'm not saying you're with us or you're with Black Lives Matter. That's what they're saying. You put your fist up or you're a racist, which, by the way, justifies protesting, looting, and assault. We hear that from the Black Lives Matter organization. I'm just saying you either prevent people from being hurt in civil society or you are an enemy. And I think that's a pretty wide berth that we're giving you. If you can't find some way to parallel park in there, well, then guess what? I'm not going to complain when they devour you last. We actually need to tell YouTube here. We're going to go to Web Extended for Mug Club members, loudoutcrier.com/mugclub. Also, because from what I understand, Smooth Manny may say some things that might not go over so well.
Behind the paywall.
The truth, according to Smooth Manny, will be coming up. It is Saturn's Cube?
The cube of Saturn.
I don't like it, and neither does Half Asian Bill. But right now, YouTube, it's time for you to piss off.